Now a music conversation with a man whose life is tied to Sudan, even though he has lived in the U.S. since he was a child. Today, the news from Sudan is dark. The military has violently cracked down on protesters there. A doctors group in the country says dozens of people were killed. This comes after a coup in April overthrowing Omar al-Bashir. He had ruled Sudan for decades, since another coup in 1989. That event was a key moment in the life of Ahmed Golub. He's the lead singer and songwriter of a band called Sinkane. Here's what Golub told All Things Considered 5 years ago.
My father was affiliated with the government that was overthrown, so we quickly applied for asylum in the United States and gained asylum. At that point, my family had to start all over completely from the beginning.
Before today's violent crackdown, I talked with Ahmed Golub about Sinkane's new album, Depeze. Golub wrote a track called Ya Sudan during Omar al-Bashir's brutal regime, and yet the song has an optimistic sound. Ya
Sudan. Ya Sudan. On the previous Sinkane records, I've always wanted to write this song, and I just didn't really know how to dig into myself. I think after the Muslim ban happened and Trump was elected, I started to think about who am I, you know, and what is my true identity.
Of course, Sudan was one of the countries in that travel ban.
Yes. You know, and being Sudanese is a part of my true identity. My psyche, I'm Riki, Sudani. And it became a little bit easier. I started to become addicted with understanding this, you know, and it really sparked a lot of inspiration for me to think more about myself and to reconnect with my identity, my Sudanese identity.
The title of the album is Depeze. What does the word Depeze mean?
Depeze is a French word that means removed from one's habitual surroundings. Hmm. It could also mean to be disoriented or a little confused, but it doesn't have a negative connotation.
Let's listen to a little bit of the title track. Killed part of myself back home here, it's under. You wrote lyrics in two languages for this song.
Yeah, Arabic is my first language and English.
Why did you decide to do both in this song when most of the rest of the album is just in English?
I feel like since I started Sinkane, I've always wanted it to be a bilingual project. Even still, like when I make my demos, the lyrics are predominantly in Arabic. It's easier for me to emote that way. But I think universally, it's a lot easier for people to come in if they're hearing English lyrics. I keep praying and praying for
one. So is this song kind of a moment of you maybe moving away from, professional industry expectations and more towards what feels to you like some kind of more authentic artistic expression?
I feel like because of what's been going on in the world, artists like me are much more confident about expressing their duality. I'm singing for the day
we realize that we all will end. What do you mean when you say, given what's going on in the world, what specifically?
Given the Muslim ban, given things like Brexit, the white supremacy uprising that's happening right now, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I can definitely speak for myself. I was very influenced to sing more in Arabic and to express my Sudanese identity much more confrontationally and much more honestly.
Almost refusing to hide, refusing to be cowed.
Exactly. I'm not afraid, won't need no fear.
I've never met a stranger anywhere. I could imagine some people reacting to the kind of Islamophobia and hostility to Muslims by retreating. Can you tell us about your decision to not be afraid of wearing and presenting multiple identities and being proud about your background and the, you know, many influences that make you who you are? Our love for
everyone. I've always been, and I think a lot of people who are like me have always been a little bit insecure. I think growing up, I always wanted to be like everyone else, you know? I always wanted to go sleep over at my American friends' houses because I could wake up and smell bacon at their house, you know, and that was so different. That was so different from my experience at home, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah. I just want to be like them. But as I grew up and learned about myself more and connected with other people like me, I realized how beautiful my experience is as well, you know, and in respecting that and being myself unapologetically, my friends accepted me as much as they accept everyone else, or the world accepted me as much as they accept everyone else. And I did become a part of the community that I wanted to be.
I don't know whether you're observant, but we are speaking during the month of Ramadan, and the song Stranger seems to speak to Muslim religious traditions. So I get down on my knees, I bow down, facing ease, starve myself to know you better, hoping that I will find my peace. But still I feel incomplete.
You know, growing up in the United States and growing up around people who are not Muslim, it made me a bit confused about my religion, about my spirituality. And then at the same time, I would go back to Sudan, or I would connect with other Sudanese or Muslim people who were a lot like me, but weren't necessarily good people, you know? And I found that to be very, very confusing.
Like, this is not what I was promised. This is not what I was told.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of people who grew up in the United States or grew up outside of the place where they came from and weren't surrounded by a lot of people like them ask these kind of questions.
So where do you come down on this? Because at least from the song, it doesn't sound like you have concluded that religion is nonsense and should be abandoned, but you also clearly have real questions.
Well, complexity exists in the world.
Right.
And I think that I've found peace in not knowing.
Yeah.
But also, I think that it's really important for me to be the Muslim or the Sudanese person or the African or the American or the Ahmed that I want to be. You know, I'm not going to let anybody define that other than myself.
Ahmed Gold, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
He's the lead singer and songwriter of the band Sinkane, and the new album is Depeze.